this world, there is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. When the Hinshaw family moves into Summerwind, the house speaks to them in whispers. In time, whispers become screams. And buried secrets lead to possession. The family must calm restless spirits before the house consumes them all. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. On the shores of West Bay Lake, Wisconsin, there stood an old mansion. A chamber for restless souls. For 70 years, whoever walked its halls walked side by side with the dead. It's the summer of 1969 when Ginger Hinshaw first sets eyes on Summerwind.
Beautiful.
She was visiting a friend who suggested a trip to what the locals refer to as the old haunted house. The mansion had remained vacant for 40 years, home only to bats and the wind.
I fell in love with the house immediately. Had to have it. Absolutely wanted that house in the worst way. Felt sorry for the house. Really, really sorry.
Ginger is the mother of four young children. She is recently remarried. Having moved many times before, she envisions Summerwind to be the last home her family will ever need.
I thought it had great potential on a beautiful site. But everybody kept saying that's the haunted house. And I said, well, fine, then I'm living in the haunted house.
Excited to show the mansion to her family. Her husband, Arnold, owns a construction business and immediately sees the potential of the sprawling estate. Nine-year-old April is less enthusiastic.
This place was huge.
Yeah!
Dingy, no paint, decrepit. And I'm thinking, we're going to live here.
Okay, fix her up.
And immediately being possessed of a feeling that I didn't want to be there.
Within a month, the family moves in. Ginger and Arnold put all their energy into renovating the old mansion. Ginger becomes inexplicably driven to restore the mansion to its original state, as if someone or something is guiding her.
I was obsessed. I tried 11 different colors of paint to match that woodwork. I had an assignment. I had a job to do.
As Ginger fixates on the endless renovations, Arnold begins to lose interest in the house.
He would wander around, do things, and then not do things, never finished. But I kept working.
As the days pass, Ginger and the rest of the family begin to experience strange phenomena.
The chairs would move. They would be there and it would be over there against the wall.
No matter what room, what area of the house you were in, you were watched. I always felt that. And I think all the kids felt this.
Ginger often has the feeling that she is not alone. But she still refuses to believe her house is haunted. Becomes increasingly withdrawn and undergoes a radical change in personality.
So he doesn't go to work. And he sits and plays the organ. Daily, nightly. Sleeps all day, stays up all night. He wouldn't answer a question. He kept looking around the rooms. He kept walking around the rooms. He'd stand out on the veranda and stare.
What do you want? What do you want?
Arnold is tormented by something he cannot see.
What do you want? What do you want?
One day, while Ginger is alone in the house,
who's there?
And it was a male voice. A very deep, strong voice. There's nobody there. So I started up the stairs again.
Summerwind, something has mysteriously transformed Arnold from a loving husband and father into an insanely angry man.
You're gonna find that raccoon right now.
If you did anything to make him mad, you bared the brunt of his anger. It was like he was being possessed. He just seemed to be more evil.
Where is that raccoon?
One day, the children's pet raccoon escapes, launching Arnold into a furious rage.
Well, I'm sure it was a mistake.
The children were terrified. He was just out of it.
They are not going out of the house.
Yes, they are. They're going out in the woods and find that raccoon right now. Somebody sleep tonight.
The man Ginger fell in love with has disappeared, seemingly overnight.
And he killed the raccoon as a punishment to my sister. That's how evil he was.
So we've been working a long time.
Ginger tries hard to regain a sense of normalcy in her life. She invites some friends for a visit, trying to put the house and Arnold's strange behavior out of her mind.
Cheese and crackers? Okay, I'll be right back. Excuse me.
See a ghostly form.
I will never forget their faces. And I've never talked to them again.
Ginger can no longer deny what's happening in her house.
That's when I first knew it wasn't just me.
Knowing she's not insane is little consolation. Arnold descends further into madness, his playing sounding more and more demonic.
The song started to be more evil.
He just went berserk. Totally lost it. Lost the business, lost himself, lost it all.
Leave me alone.
Well, what about your children?
I don't care. Leave me alone.
They need their sleep, too.
Just go back to sleep.
Stop!
April and her sister blame the house for Arnold's insanity. They reach a point of desperation.
What 9-year-old and 10-year-old child wants to kill himself just to escape? I don't know of any.
Stop it!
Just leave me alone. I want to keep playing.
How long are you going to do this?
All right, if I have to, I like it.
I knew my mom loved us, and I knew she was struggling, and I knew my stepdad hated us and hated her. He didn't before, and he cared for us before. He didn't there.
Ginger often seeks refuge in the nearby woods. She is unable to cope with whatever is haunting Summerwind. Terrified to be in her own home. As winter approaches, life at Summerwind is nearing a crisis.
Our bedrooms weren't warm, so we'd have to haul all our mattresses down to the living room by the fireplace and our blankets and sleep everybody in the living room just to stay warm.
Arnold has stopped speaking to everyone in the family.
He's lost his business. We're losing money, and we're going down the drain.
Both the heat and electricity are shut off when bills go unpaid. A broken pump forces the family to carry water from the lake.
You start to set your life to what's a priority. How valuable is the furniture versus warmth and survival? Hated the wind, and I hate the wind till this day.
Ginger is finally at the breaking point. Pride has kept her from asking her father for help, but pride is giving way to fear. She walks to a neighbor's house and makes the call.
Bring the camper, come and get me. I can't do this anymore.
Grandpa! Hey. I remember my grandfather coming to the house, and it was like a war was over. I don't have to deal with this anymore. Everybody just sighed.
Arnold stays behind. He'll leave Summerwind the next day. But for Ginger, this is goodbye. Whatever chances they might have had together were destroyed by the mansion. The family never hears from him again.
I told him exactly what happened, all of it. Everything. And I felt like he did not believe me.
I wasn't into haunted houses. I wasn't into the paranormal, the spiritual world. You hear stories and you listen, but you also listen with a skeptic's perspective. When fear steps in, there are no boundaries. The fear just takes over the whole person.
It is the spring of 1972. Ginger and her children are living in Canada. She spends most of her time learning about the world of the paranormal, hoping to find answers about the haunting of Summerwind.
I was into everything I could get my hands on to read. Everything. I was obsessed with what happened. And I know everybody said, oh, it's because you're having hard times and you're stressed and you're this and that. Yeah, well, I've had hard times all my life. But that didn't make it. Every house I lived in was haunted. But this one was.
Ginger vows never to return to Summerwind. But for some reason, her father cannot get the place out of his mind.
Summerwind looked like it needed somebody. It's like seeing a wet puppy. You want to comfort it. And that house almost reached out to you and asked for comfort.
Raymond convinces the new owner, Mrs. Murray, to show the old mansion to him and his son, Ray, who's just returned from the Vietnam War.
No, this is a
She repurchased the house from Ginger and often brings people to the property, but never goes inside. Ray was recently discharged from duty and is looking for a project to occupy his time. Like his father, he is instantly drawn to the house.
Architecturally, it didn't fall into any known design that I had ever seen before. It was like a mixture of all different architectural styles. But just the condition that it appeared in and the way it sat in the clearing, it just seemed to say, help me. You looked at it and said, boy, there, you know, I could do something with this. This could be really, really something nice.
Men sense something eerie about the hulking mansion.
Hey.
There's a mysterious chill in the air.
I think you got it made.
Nevertheless, Raymond decides to buy it.
Don't worry about it.
He will soon discover he's purchased much more than an old house. Raymond is determined to buy Summerwind, despite Ginger's warnings that it's haunted.
How you doing?
He tries to break the news to her gently.
We just got back from the Northwoods.
No, you didn't. You can't buy that place. Are you crazy? Don't you remember what happened there?
I was so angry.
Come on, Ginger. I mean, I know you...
I said, why did you do that?
Todd, I'm talking about the spirits there.
By that time, I was a little tongue-in-cheek. Yeah, ghost, I'm sure. Yeah, right on.
You can't buy that place. Are you crazy?
He said, it's okay. Ray needed a project.
What are you talking about? Spirits? It's just...
They got a project, all right. They got a real project.
Ray begins renovating Summerwind on his own. He calls several local contractors to help him.
Initially, their response was, oh, not a problem. We'd be glad to do it. As soon as I would mention where it's at this old mansion out on the lake, their attitude would change completely. Oh, well, we're way too busy. Maybe we could look at it next year, possibly. We don't usually handle projects of that size. I got that two or three times and I just gave up.
Ray so profoundly, he cannot speak about it to anyone.
What are you doing home so early?
Lawnmower broke.
When I got home, I just told him, well, I broke the lawnmower, I broke the chainsaw, I couldn't get anything done. And I'm home. That's it. That's end of story. I didn't tell him what happened. I didn't tell him what I had seen.
It's just not working. Everything's... I'm just home, all right?
It's clear that something has gone terribly wrong at the mansion. And the fact that Ray will not talk about it disturbs his father. Raymond decides to pay a visit to Mrs. Murray whose husband bought Summerwind from its original owner, a Mr. Patterson. He asks her what she knows about Summerwind's strange history. One place to another, and they could... It was the early 1930s. Mrs. Murray says that the Patterson servants complained that the house was haunted, but nobody believed them. Least of all, Mr. and Mrs. Patterson. One night, the couple was home eating dessert. Mr. Patterson and his wife left that very night and never returned. Raymond is intrigued by Mrs. Murray's story.
When you're talking about ghosts and spirits, what measurements do you use? You don't use, there's no textbook really on ghosts and spirits. You're talking about a dimension that nobody can really pinpoint or figure.
Raymond believed that Ginger's tales of ghosts haunting the old mansion stemmed from fear and superstition. But now, he is unsure what to think. Ginger visits her father, hoping to convince him to abandon his plans for Summerwind.
Okay, look, let's look this over. This is what I have to sign. We went out, we've done some work, and here are the plans.
But he's already invested in drawing up blueprints.
Okay, let me show you so you can be convinced what a great idea this is.
As Raymond talks endlessly about his vision for the old mansion, Ginger's brother becomes more and more nervous.
The whole place, a resort area, and this is the grand ballroom.
Okay?
Ginger can see that something's wrong with him. She tells him she's been studying hypnosis and that perhaps she can help him with his nail biting.
You're kidding.
All right,
get up.
No, I'm serious. I mean, I don't know.
Good, just humor.
Ray agrees to give it a try.
My sister held up a pen in front of me and told me to concentrate on it.
Focus on this pen.
Would you just look at it?
As soon as I started getting a little bit droopy, she put me into like a half asleep state, and the next thing I knew, I was asleep.
Concentrate on my voice.
She was talking in generalities, general things to relax him. And then she was talking about the mansion. And I remember my uncle's leg shaking, and shaking really hard, and I remember thinking, he's afraid. And his voice changed.
I am strong. I am strong.
Hey, where are you? He was no longer my uncle anymore. He was somebody else. Ray, where are you?
And I was looking at him going,
where did you
answer
go?
Me, Ray. Where are you? Talk to me. Where did you go?
Strong. Ray. My children.
Where did you go? Ray, talk to me.
Ginger?
And this voice comes out and says,
you are weak.
Ray, where are you?
I am strong.
Me,
my children.
Come on, get out of here.
Ray, talk to me.
It wasn't my brother at all.
Are weak.
Ray, talk to me.
Ginger is afraid she's unleashed something she cannot contain.
I am strong.
The cross and the power of this cross release you of this possession. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
She commands the spirit to leave.
I felt just a slight bit of a headache, but everybody in the room around me was in shock.
Random, you're the power or something. What was going on?
What?
Don't you remember?
No. What happened?
My father was probably the ultimate skeptic. He tried to dismiss it all as overactive imaginations.
We recorded it, man.
Play it back.
On the tape, it was very frightening, very demanding voice, and very angry voice.
Where did you go?
And made statements that he was very old, that he despised weakness of any kind, despised his children, of which I had none.
I despise my children.
Where did you go?
He said, I had seven children, and they are all weak, and I am very strong.
Ray?
Ray has experienced something he cannot explain.
Cross the bridge, this cross.
It compels him to finally reveal what happened to him at Summerland.
When I was back at the house, I mean, that's why I left. I was waiting.
I was upstairs in the hallway. I was totally alone. There was nobody around.
Who's there?
Gunshots sounded like they'd come from downstairs.
Went into the kitchen and thought I smelled gunpowder. Dismissed it. Looked around. Saw no one. It had just rained the night before. There were no tracks around other than mine. Couldn't imagine somebody shooting that close that could disappear that quickly. At the door leading to the basement, I noticed two holes. And I knew they were bullet holes.
The bullet holes looked like they'd been there for many years.
I was rattled. I had seen the bullet holes. I had smelled the gunpowder. I had heard the voices.
Leaves Ray shaken.
I was the kind of person, I didn't believe in ghosts. I didn't believe in the spirit world. I thought that was all hogwash. That was good Hollywood stuff. Everybody likes a good ghost story. But actually having one happen, I didn't know exactly what was going on.
That's what happened.
No one is more stunned by Ray's tale than his father. He immediately recognizes a connection to the Patterson story and shares it with his family.
Well, he fired two shots off at a ghost.
What? Where'd you hear that?
Well, I went back to Miss Murray and I asked her about what was going on, and she
he's convinced there's a powerful force trying to communicate.
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure.
And asks Ginger to hypnotize him. Raymond's now determined to unravel the mansion's secrets, despite what happened to his son under hypnosis.
When you count backwards from 10.
It takes longer to put her father under.
In the kitchen.
But eventually, Ginger succeeds.
Is it Summerwind?
Yes. In his mind's eye, Raymond finds himself at Summerwind and descends into the basement. Raymond finds a land grant written in 1767. Ginger asks him if he can determine the owner. He looks closer, then carefully writes a name he sees at the bottom of the document.
I'm going to bring you back.
Jonathan Carver.
Okay, I'm going to bring you back now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Raymond remembers nothing about his hypnotic journey.
What happened?
And although the family has no idea who Jonathan Carver might be...
Who is that?
They now have a name and a date.
What's this?
For the first time, the family has clues that could help them solve Summerwind's elusive mystery. Raymond begins to research the name Jonathan Carver at the public library. He discovers that Carver was a well-known explorer in the late 1700s.
I did further research and come to find out he was quite a colonial figure.
Jonathan Carver's crowning achievement was a peace he negotiated between two warring Native American tribes. After his death, his children claimed that tribal chiefs rewarded Carver with a huge parcel of land on which Summerwind was later built. But his descendants could not find any documents to verify the claim. Ginger wonders, could Carver's land grant be hidden at the mansion?
Jonathan Carver wanted his land grant found. It was the ghosts that were in the house that were trying to explain to me what to do, and I was just not smart enough to get it.
Well, there was no doubt in our mind that a box existed somewhere in Summerwind.
We all were convinced that the box must be there. It had to be. It was so clear in my dad's mind.
I was fearful. I was fearful we were walking in an area that we had no control over.
Basement.
wasn't a case of, can we find a box? We knew exactly where the box was.
This looks like it.
We pulled some stones out, and there was a space behind them.
Oh, okay. Get that flashlight over here. You see anything? What's in there? What did I see?
But lo and behold, there was nothing in that space.
The box is in there? No, I don't feel anything.
There was no box there.
There's nothing. You can't see anything up in there? I don't feel anything.
It was total disappointment to dig in that stairway and not find the box. You can't imagine how far we fell in the abyss of disappointment.
This is where I know I find it. This is the place.
We went through the entire house after that, through every possible nook and cranny we could think of. We went from attic to basement, inside, outside, all over the house.
The box is nowhere to be found. Frustrated, the family realizes they have chased the answer to a mystery far too long, and it has consumed them all. They must try to protect what's left of their sanity, to free themselves from a place that's tormented everyone who's ever lived there. They finally leave Summerwind and never return. Stormy summer night in 1988. Lightning strikes Summerwind multiple times. And the old mansion burns to the ground. Today, these ruins are all that remain. Neither Carver's descendants nor historians have ever found the original deed. Did it ever exist? Did Jonathan Carver's spirit have some sort of master plan? Or was he ever here at all? The truth will forever remain a mystery. But what happened to this family will haunt them until the day they die.
When it did burn down, it was cleansing. I could feel a relief, and I felt the evil was gone. I would never go back. Burned or not burned, I will never go back.